Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Biden's daughter, Ashley, has tested positive for the coronavirus, prompting her to call off her plans to join First Lady Jill Biden on a trip to Latin America. The White House says neither the First Lady nor the President is considered a close contact. The CDC says new coronavirus cases are still rising, though they're nowhere near the levels from the Omicron variant surge over the winter. But as NPR's Tamara Keith reports, a White House official leading the COVID response for the country says there is strong demand for additional free at-home coronavirus tests.
White House COVID response coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha says there are about 100,000 new coronavirus cases being reported every day. But many positives on at-home tests aren't getting counted.
What that means is we're clearly undercounting infections, undercounting cases. There's a lot of infections across America.
Using rapid tests before large gatherings or before visiting a vulnerable relative, Jha says, is key to slowing the spread. He said that's a big reason why the White House is letting every household order 8 additional free tests to be shipped to their homes.
This opened up on Monday. About almost 8.5 million households across the country have ordered that next round of tests.
They can be ordered from covidtests.gov. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
The administration's bracing for another tough hurricane season this year. Before a briefing from top federal officials on disaster response, President Biden toured a hangar at Joint Base Andrews to view aircraft used to track and respond to hurricanes.
My message to all Americans is straightforward. We know hurricanes are coming our way. They grow more extreme every season thus far. Pay attention to the hurricane warnings and follow the guidance of your local authorities.
Hurricane season officially begins June 1st. An NPR investigation has found false and misleading claims in a new pro-Trump film that alleges massive voter fraud in the 2020 presidential election. Here's NPR's Tom Dreisbach.
The film is called 2000 Mules, and it claims to use an analysis of cell phone location data to show a supposed left-wing ballot harvesting operation. Fact-checkers have already found major holes in the film. And at one point, the film suggests its data analysis is so airtight that when they provided cell phone data to law enforcement in a murder investigation, soon after, two arrests were made. But after NPR started asking questions, the group behind 2000 Mules acknowledged that's not true. They did not provide their analysis to law enforcement until months after the suspects were already arrested. The director of the film, right-wing pundit Dinesh D'Souza, did not respond to requests for comment. Tom Dreisbach, NPR News.
It's NPR.